Blog Talk Radio.
Dance to the DJ Mike Q, brother. Shot.
Let's go, let's go, for those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami, compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna suit this beat. So when I coach you up, you better get your life, so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, can't forget the dick, so the dick can't give me a score. Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say, I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the bike. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What did you tell bro, get my shoes? You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, this is the soft and cunt, the cunt feminine, put these on the fist, Philly, which is all cunt, eat it for me, NYC, Jersey and DC, welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve, soft is the best, but soft and cunt, give it to me and pass up a lot.
I got dressed and backed up my back for a ball, I heard was in wrong, so I got to the ball, I served all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home, so I called for my coffee back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I tried every rapper to die. This is the work for me. I'm damn bitch. So damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it,
this is okay. Two pops, a lot of channels whenever you're A, but AC is free. When you wanna call for 25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
And half the month, this beat is sick. I wanna take a bow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, just bust that click. When I take a bow on my disco stick, I never had a ride to show me all the things. You show me in the switch, with a fool, nigga. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you. I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Out, cock, 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 cock.
Walk, Kevin.
Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go? Should I go? Should I go left? Should I go? Should I go? Should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go? Should I go? Should I go left? Should I go? Should I go? Should I go right?
Trade me, my name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade E May. My name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, all day, I trade Igabe, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, I trade all day, Igabe, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody follow me. Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you listen to it? Say what it means. Cause I feel so empty without me. Cause I feel so empty without me. Cause I feel so empty without me. Cause I feel so empty without me.
For. It's just Kelly.
Condolences out to the legendary Cassandra Ebony's family and to the house of Ebony on Cassandra's passing, okay? When I landed here in New York City, I seen in my group, I got text, the other kids that I was with that was on the plane got text messages that Cassandra had passed away. So we sent our condolences out to Cassandra's family, and we also sent our condolences out to the house of Ebony on Cassandra's timely demise and things of that nature. So we're going to have a moment of silence for Cassandra, and then we're going to get into the stuff, honey. Shout out to Cassandra. You're definitely going to be missed, Cassandra. Cassandra was definitely a force to be reckoned with when it comes to ballroom and doing the things that she has done in ballroom and being groundbreaking for her performance and things of that nature. So, Cassandra, you're definitely going to be missed. And also, we got to send our condolences out to Kima from Philadelphia that passed away last week before I left to go to Paris. We sent our condolences out to Kima as well and to her family as well and to whatever house that Kima was in. We here on the Jess Kelly Network definitely sent our condolences out to her and her family and her house as well. She's definitely going
Kelly.
To be a force. Yes.
Oh, it's an, I was just saying it was another Ebony. Her name was Kelly. Kelly Ebony from Detroit. She passed away also a few days ago, so I wanted to say something about her as well.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. Because let me tell you something. When I tell you I was in Paris, and you know when I'm outside of the Airbnb, I don't have no service when I'm out. Well, where I was at the time, I didn't have any service outside of the Airbnb. So when I got outside the Kiki function, I had so many text messages and calls and missed calls that people were saying that I was shot and I was killed and things and stuff of that nature. But then come to find out that it was Kelly Ebony from Detroit that was shot this weekend in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
But we definitely sent our condolences out to Kelly Ebony and to her family and to the House of Ebony once again for their loss on Kelly Ebony as well, okay? So, yeah, we definitely lost three people. We definitely lost three people this week. And it's a shame that every time we turn around that we're losing people and they're getting younger and younger. As we turn around, the people that's being killed and passing away in that nature. So I definitely want to send my condolences out to them as well. So, Jason, you're live on the air, boo.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
So we here. We live, and we're live on the air and stuff. And we're going to do what we're going to do. So, let me tell y'all something. You know, we be on different time schedules and stuff when we be in Paris and stuff. And I was gagging that the girls in the States knew what was going on in Paris before I knew what was going on in Paris, and I was in Paris. How the fuck did that happen?
What happened in Paris? I've been out of the loop, boo.
Well, bitch, I was in Paris. You know, I got to Paris on Friday. And when I got to Paris, I didn't sleep on the flight going to Paris. So when I got to Paris, it took us like 2.5 hours to get out of the fucking airport. Oh, my God, the airport is... Oh, hold on. Let me pin the number up for the girls. The airport in Paris is so horrible for you to try to get out of the airport in Paris. It was just ridiculous. And we were stuck. We was in the airport forever trying to get out the fucking airport, and then the gypsy cabs that was in the airport kept telling us that Uber didn't work at the airport, and we had to get in one of their cabs for us to go where we needed to go. And it was about 15. It was about 15 of us. Okay, so we decided just to, you know, walk around the airport trying to figure it out. We went all the way outside of the air. We went all the way outside of where baggage claim was at, outside where the taxi area was at, and had to get escorted back inside, bitch, because we left our bags inside, bitch, and went outside because we were just trying to get the fuck out the fucking airport. It was fucking horrible, bitch. So we had to wait for somebody to come and escort us back inside for us to get our bags and things and stuff, and then to get a cab. Then we finally get an Uber. We had to split up in different Ubers for people to go different places and things. It was just crazy trying to get out that airport. So once I finally did get to my Airbnb and I checked in, I got something to eat, and I thought I was going to lay down and take a nap, but I had to go straight into just doing things and stuff with the people that I was with because, you know, they haven't experienced Paris before, and it was their first time in Paris. I have experienced Paris before, and so I never got the chance to go to sleep. So when I finally did go to sleep, it was about Saturday morning around 3 a.m., then I woke back up around 6 a.m., and I got me some breakfast and stuff, and I stayed up until about 11, and then I fell back to sleep again. When I woke up, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Paris time, and I guess it was like 8 o'clock in the morning over here or something like that, and my phone was being blown up, and I'm like, why is my phone being blown up, Amaya? And it's the girls from the States calling me, talking about the Balenciaga house ball was canceled in Paris. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are y'all talking about? I'm in Paris. I ain't hear that shit. The girl sent me the screenshots and everything, and they had canceled the motherfucking ball, Audie, okay? And I was in Paris, and I was like, oh, okay, well, the ball is canceled. So then we was going to decide what we was going to do for the rest of the, you know, the day and things of that nature. But then, lo and behold, I got a text saying that they found a new venue and the ball was still going on. And so the address was sent to me, and it was sent to me by somebody that was in the States. And I'm like, well, bitch, I'm here in this country right now. How the fuck did you have the address and the information and you all the way in another fucking country and I'm right fucking here? So I get the address,
crazy, right.
I Google the address, and it's literally across the street from my Airbnb. My Airbnb was on the Sex Strip, where they got the Moulin Rouge and a bunch of different clubs and bars and things of that nature. So it was actually really literally across the street from my Airbnb. So it was cute for me that the venue was actually changed to across the street from my Airbnb. So if y'all looked on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, I put up the video, you know, of me getting ready, you know, and doing my, living my best life and shit song. I love that song. And me twerking and shit, you know, to that song. I put it up. And so I got dressed and I put on my shoes and shit. And I walked across the street to the Airbnb. I walked across the street to the club. And as I walking across the street, to the club, I get over in front of the club, and the girl's like, bitch, you about to gag. I said, what? The girl said, bitch, it's smaller than Vogue nights in there, Miss A. I get the right, bitch, y'all lying, Miss A. They get the right, girl, it's smaller than Vogue nights in there, bitch, and it's hot as hell in that motherfucking bitch, okay? So, mind you, I got on my black leather skirt, jumper set, and my shingly jacket, and my boots and shit. So, I come in there, bitch, and they call me out for LSS as soon as I walk in the building, bitch. Girl, when I tell you I did LSS, and after LSS, I turned around, bitch, and a bitch started busting out sweating, bitch, like she was at the Mizrahi Ball back. Y'all don't remember the hot-ass Mizrahi Ball? And that hot-ass Ebony Ball, bitch. A bitch started sweating like that, bitch. I said, I'm out of here. The girl said, where you going? I said, I'll be back. I'm going across the street to my Airbnb. I went across the street, and I put on a pair of jeans, and I put on my J's, and I put on a motherfucking T-shirt, bitch, and I came back to the motherfucking ball, bitch. And I found me a little motherfucking spot, bitch, and I sat down in the corner of my little spot, and I ain't moved for the rest of the motherfucking night, bitch, until I was able to get up and stand up in the front, okay? It's no motherfucking shade, bitch, and I was telling everybody, Paris has been on the map for a very long time, I said to the girls. I said, Paris has been on the map for a long time, and Paris has a great scene in Paris. okay? But I said when I got to the airport on Thursday and it was motherfucking Gay Pride and motherfucking JFK, I said, bitches, this was going to be the ball that was going to actually officially stamp motherfucking Paris and put Paris on the map, even though it was on the map, but this was going to be that ball that was going to put them on the fucking map. It was so many statements and stars and legends and icons that from the states that was in Paris for this ball, that this was going to be the ball that was going to give Paris what they want. Bitch, I gag, bitch, okay? That they put us in that crack house. Okay, that was a crack house, hole in the wall, bitch, girl. It was a motherfucking mess. I would have rather the ball be motherfucking cancer, bitch, than to put us in that crack spot. Okay, bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see somebody said something. Yeah, I did forget that. So, let me tell you something. So, I forgot to tell y'all, right? So, I get to the airport, and I want to shout out. I wanna turn I wanna shout out Paul Miyake Muglia. I wanna shout out Shaheed West. I wanna shout out Day Day. I wanna shout out Tamara, Yusef Miyake Muglia. It was so many of us. Charmaine Mizrahi, Fabian Mizrahi. It was just so many of us that was in the airport together, bitch, okay? We was in the, you got it? No. We was in the airport together. So, Lola Mizrahi as well. Andre Ebony. Oh, it was so many of us in the airport. It was like 25 of us in the airport together, in the fucking airport. So y'all know me, bitch, okay? I'm not a bitch that's, I'm not waiting on no motherfucking line, bitch, okay? This is the first time I flew on Norwegian Air going there. I flew on Norwegian Air coming back from Paris the last time, but this is the first time I flew going there. So I get to the fucking airport, and my suitcase, my carry-on suitcase is 15 pounds. Bitch, I gotta take out 6 of my pounds on my motherfucking suitcase, bitch, to get a yellow sticker to put on my suitcase so I can put the suitcase on. So now me, Charmaine, Fabian, both, we all three of us gotta do this. We hiding the clothes in the fucking bathroom in the fucking airport and all fucking type of shit, bitch, to get our bags cleared, to stuff the shit back in our bags so we can get through the motherfucking airport. It was a fucking mess. So then, we finally see one of our friends on the line, bitch. So it's like 6 of us. We skip the line with them. The people are carrying on in the airport. We don't skip the line, bitch. We all get checked in. We finally, all of us get checked in. So now we got to go to TSA. The line for TSA for international is wrapped around 3 motherfucking corner blocks. So now they got this big lady about my size, bitch, okay? She about my size, about 5'5", bitch, is yelling, talking about, you got to go to the back of the line. This is America and all types of shit of that nature. Everybody is equal here. Bitch, no, everybody is not equal here in America, bitch, okay? And I ain't going to no back of no motherfucking line, bitch. So now you know me, bitch, okay? I skip to the front of the line, bitch, with all the motherfucking girls, bitch, and the white people are carrying. They read it, bitch, okay? And the girl, I told him, I said, bitch, these people ain't gonna say nothing to me, bitch. Y'all know I'm a big bitch. They ain't gonna say nothing to me, bitch, okay? Bitch, we all skipped that line, got on the line, bitch, girl. We was in there, bitch, girl. Everything that the girls needed and everything that the girls wanted to do, bitch, we was skipping and we was going through, and the people would look at me because I was leading the pack, bitch, and it was a train of girls behind me, bitch, and I was leading the pack, and the people would look at me, bitch, and they'd turn back around and keep it motherfucking moving because a bitch ain't motherfucking saying a motherfucking thing to me, bitch. We about to get through this motherfucking shit, bitch, and ain't nobody going to say nothing, bitch. We skipped the whole motherfucking line, bitch, to board the motherfucking plane and everything, bitch, girl, okay? I wasn't playing with them, bitch. Let's go. We going to the front, bitch, get it up on here. So that was our experience. That was our experience on the plane and stuff on the plane. But Jason.
I'm here.
Why was you on Facebook or coming now? Why was you on Facebook reading?
I was not reading. What are you talking about?
You was on Facebook reading, Jason. Before I left to go to Paris, I seen you posted up on Facebook. I love you too, boo. I seen you on Facebook, Jason. Talk about all the girls going to Paris and they ain't got no motherfucking money and all types of shit. Who the fuck was you talking about?
Girl, this, I'm just with this, the conversations that I just happened to run across. Girls was being sponsored to come over there. Girls was coming over there with trash bags or no bags and nowhere to stay. I don't understand.
Oh, child, baby, it's a mad honey. Marcus, what's he you heard about everything that happened?
About the ball?
About the ball or anything?
Oh. I mean, I heard everybody had a really good time. I heard
with
people in relationships that, you know, people got engaged, people rekindled their relationships. I heard the girls couldn't find the coke.
Who got engaged? Who rekindled their relationship?
Oh, that I don't know. They just said the girls.
Oh.
I wouldn't have been.
What? Let me see. What are y'all looking at?
What
they say? How much?
And Marcus, you definitely are right about that, bitch. The girls cannot find the drugs at all. Bitch, you should have seen some type of someone, so many private texts and posts. And we have a private room, bitch. And they were just giving, like, girl, they feel like they was on, like, in rehab in Paris. The girls was irritated.
Well, that's the good thing. Well, that's a good thing. Their system should have been clean for at least something so they could experience Paris sober. That's a good thing.
No, the girls did not want to experience Paris sober at all. I felt so bad for my community. The girls was not pleased about the drugs at all.
Child, baby, listen. Country! To the legendary father country, motherfucking Chanel. Look in the pink bag. There's the keys in the pink bag. To the legendary father country, Chanel. Stop your motherfucking shit, bitch, okay? Bitch, stop your motherfucking shit, bitch. Because the girls was gagging. When I tell you country, bitch. The girls was gagging. Amaya, you gotta add my straight page to the room, Amaya. The girls was gagging. Dead, bitch, okay? When I tell you they was gagging so fiercely out there, baby, it was a mess country, baby. It was a mess country. When I tell you the girls was losing their mind, mistake, that they couldn't chisel and things of that nature out there like flies, honey, bitch. But you know a bitch like me, honey, okay? I'll tell y'all the story later, honey, okay? That's what that's for the after show, honey, okay? Bitch, yeah, okay? Bitch, mother came prepared, honey, okay? And she was there for the motherfucking shit, honey. Okay? Bitch, yes. But, yeah, but back to the function. Yeah. Okay, but back to the function. So I was just, yo, when I tell you I was gagging. What's up, Sakita? I was gagging as sore as that place was. I really was. I really go. Did y'all see any of the lives of the place?
No.
Hold on, wait a minute, y'all.
Y'all didn't watch the Grand March. The only thing I recorded was
Kelly,
the Grand March.
Kelly. Kelly,
yes.
It says, yo,
Hold on, wait. It says, yo, y'all have to stop with the drugs. No matter how talented you are or how strong you think you are, the drugs are killing our people at a faster rate than anything else. This shit is an epidemic, and it needs to be addressed.
Well, I agree.
The drugs
I don't know. That's from Milan.
That's from Milan?
Uh-huh.
Milan Christopher?
Uh-huh.
Milan, call in. Milan, call in.
What did you write that at?
I did not look at that small. Oh, somebody said I didn't look at that small ass place. Yeah, that place was too small, bitch. Like, yo, the entrance that Lamaju, I was supposed to walk the face category. Okay, I decided not to walk the face category when I got to that place, and I seen how small that place was. It was no way. My house members from Paris had got my dress and my wig and everything and stuff like that for me to walk the category and shit like that. That place was too small to do a fab grand entrance that you had to do. For that place, for that category, it was like, bitch, I'm not coming out here doing this, bitch. It was like, it was too hot, okay. And first of all, I was hot in my leather, so I knew when I put on the sequin sparkle dress that I had to walk the category, I was gonna be super hot in that, bitch. And then I got four bundles of hair in my hand, bitch, and then a wig on top of the four bundles, bitch. I was like, oh, I'm not. I was like, the girls, the butch queens can come out and they can walk and do what they do. I'm not. I'll wait until the next night, and I'll come out and I'll walk all the categories. I walk the next night, honey. I was not doing it. I couldn't, bitch. I don't know how anybody did it, bitch. I'm just saying, okay? I don't know how the Vogue girls, did the tag team performance in there. They really had no space to open up and do what they needed to do. I think, in my honest opinion, and I don't know what anybody else thinks, I think that the ball should have just stayed canceled if they wasn't going to find a place that was adequate enough and that was up to the standards of Balenciaga, okay? And I'm keeping it real. I'm gonna read, but I'm gonna keep my reads limited, and I'm going to keep them cute. Bitch, I think they should have just left the ball canceled because that place, they said the other place was way huge. It was supposed to be much bigger because of the riots and everything, bitch. They had to cancel the ball. I think they should have left it canceled. Vinny and Charlie, I don't think y'all should have helped them find that motherfucking venue because that venue was horrible. That venue was not up to the standards of what Paris gives when it comes to their venues. That was horrible. Okay? And then I also want to read my kids too. I want to read the Mizrahis, okay? I want to read the Mizrahis for Paris. I love y'all down. I had a good time with y'all, honey. But y'all knew the old BBB club was small and it was hot, bitch. And y'all still posted in the group. The ball is still going on, and we gonna still keep our black leather dress code, bitch. No, you couldn't have no leather on in that place, bitch. We should have changed it, put something else on, bitch. I was sweating down, bitch, okay? When they say Paris was burning, bitch, Paris was burning for the Balenciaga ball. It's no motherfucking shame. It was burning in motherfucking Paris. It was fucking burning. It was really burning. We was in a crack spot, hole in the motherfucking wall, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? And then they was rushing us out, I think around like 10 or 11 o'clock, because they had to transition over for the club. I was really gagging. I was not satisfied with what happened in Paris this weekend. I'm just saying. I'm not. I was not satisfied with what happened in Paris this weekend. That's just my opinion on the situation. I don't know how anybody else feels about the situation, but I was not pleased with the situation. you know, it was good. It was definitely. Did y'all see the Grand March? I posted the Grand March. I posted the Grand March up in I posted the Grand March up in the Jess Kelly group. Did y'all see the Grand March?
I'm sorry, I was really busy all weekend. I didn't see any lives from here, to be honest with you.
Jason, did you see the Grand March?
Nope. I was working.
No. Say cool. The BBB was not in the same spot as the ball. The BBB, the ball was at the old BBB. The ball was at the old BBB, and the BBB was at the new big club. Was the party last night? Okay, we was at the old BBB, the first one. Okay. Yes, I made it back safe, honey. Okay. And it was hot, bitch. But the club was cute last night, though. And it's no shade. You know what? I want to be honest with y'all. I don't think ballroom should have mini balls before the balls. And I don't think they should have aftermath after the ball. And I'm just keeping it real. Okay. You know why? Because it seems like the main event. It's never the main event in the last couple of years. Do y'all agree with me?
Mm-hmm. Depends on where you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the main event is the main event anymore. Because a lot of the girls don't want to pay the $30 or the $35 to get in the main event. Plus, have money for effects and drugs and drinks and all types of things. The girls are rather wait and walk the mini ball on Friday where they pay $10 or $15, or they walk the aftermath on Sunday and pay $20, and the effects and stuff is limited to that nature for them to come out.
I think people would come out if there was an incentive to come out. But if you're going to count the mini ball just as much as you're going to count the major ball, then why not just go to the mini ball?
Well, I don't know. Well, don't worry. Ballroom Throwbacks was definitely in Paris this weekend. So when they get back, I landed at 7. They landed at 9. So I think the aftermath and the clips will be up tomorrow from the ball in Paris. So you definitely get the aftermath, honey. The aftermath would definitely was some key, honey. And you'll definitely get a piece of the aftermath and see what I have to say. I actually interviewed Dante Balenciaga while I was there. I also talked to Keith. It was actually Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this right. And I don't know how anybody, I don't know, I'm just going to give y'all my opinion. I know Harold, you're probably listening or you're someplace. I want to send my prayers out to Harold. I heard that he could not make it to the ball this weekend because he had surgery. He had surgery this past week. So, Harold, we send our prayers out to you. We hope you heal well really soon and get yourself back together and stuff, you know. I know you gotta, you know, I was gonna be shady and be nice at the same time, but I ain't gonna do that, honey. So I'm gonna just leave it at that. Harold, get well soon, Harold. Okay, I'll call you personally and throw my shot that I was gonna throw at you, Harold. I'll call you personally and throw my shot. But yeah, but overall. All the categories that was not finished that night at the ball because they was rushing them out of the was actually finished the next night at the aftermath. Okay, and so the aftermath was actually cute. I think the aftermath actually saved the weekend. The aftermath, I think it did. Hold on, wait, what happened? Wait. Give me a second, y'all. Honey, hold on. Wait, what happened? Oh, child. This shit, this thing does the most. This shit be doing the most. I'm done. Hold on. This shit be doing the most. Give me a second, y'all. I really think the aftermath saved the weekend. Ernie, Ballroom Throwbacks was not at the aftermath, so I think they had some lives that was up from some different people and things of that nature and stuff. And so, I'm gonna wait for the numbers to get back up because I pressed the button and
hold on. So who in the
So let me tell y'all something. So I had a conversation with this man yesterday at the club. I'm sorry, y'all. I pressed the arrow back and it ended the live. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody that was on the live. I pressed the arrow back and it ended the live. But I want to say this. I had a conversation with this man yesterday. And I told him that I was going to come and I was going to say something on the show tonight. But we can definitely say that Father Camaro Blodic is definitely in the clear because he was definitely in Paris this weekend and out of the country. And you know, if you had any warrants or anything of that nature, honey, you know, you can't come back in. You can leave out of the country, but you can't come back into the country. So shout out to Camaro, baby. The situation is null and void with Camaro because he was definitely in Paris this motherfucking weekend, honey. So shout out to Camaro. Okay. Why you say Jason?
Amazing. Laughing girl, nothing at all. You just messy.
How am I messy, Jason?
Who is in the tub?
What are you talking about?
Y'all
Marcus,
said,
are you
like,
taking a bath while you were on the show with us?
No.
Oh, because it sounded like somebody was washing up. I hope nobody is being nasty like that, taking a bath while we were on the show.
Kelly, you took a shower before.
That is just horrible, really? Baby. So, oh, shit, excuse me. I've been sneezing down, honey. So I wanted to say that, you know, also.
I think y'all hit me because I'm on a headset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let me see what else I want to say about the vocals. You know, Marcus and them didn't watch it live, and nobody haven't seen none of the videos and stuff because they're not up yet. So we can't really get into everything the way we need to get into everything. So I might come and do a show tomorrow, but I don't know. I might just wait until next week, Monday, and things of that nature and do a show. But in my opinion, I would have loved to, in the Grand, they had a Grand March, and it was the five members that they had from overseas in the Grand March. And then you had the legendary overall mother, Shannon Balenciaga. You had the legendary East Coast father, Dante Balenciaga. You had the sexy soft and cunt mother, Asia Balenciaga. You had the two runway girls. You had the legendary Atlanta mother, Lawrence Balenciaga was in it. You had Antoine Balenciaga was in it. You had Papa. You had the twin. You had Day-Day Aga in it. It was a lot of the girls from the state. Was in the house Grand March. I didn't understand that. Maybe Harry would explain that to us when they're on their show. He'll explain that to us and go more into detail. Like, why was all of like the girls from the state in the Grand March? You know, I don't know. But I just don't know.
You saying you didn't come to see that, or
I didn't come. I
didn't. That's what it sounded like.
I didn't come to see that. It is no shame.
So the house in Paris is only five members?
Those are the five people. I don't know. They probably got more, but only five European people was in Grand March.
But it was a Paris ball.
was a house ball.
It was a house ball. But I thought it was the International House of Balenciaga house ball. I didn't know that, you know, that it was a house ball.
I mean,
they won house,
Kelly. So I guess they feel like, girl, we're going to do grand house if we got one house.
I'm just listening.
Oh, excuse me, y'all. Give me a second. Well, I don't know. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it personally to me. And and Tarzan was also in the Grand March as well. I just didn't understand all of that. And I told them when they took, you know, because the balls overseas, you know, they have the intermission for the balls overseas. So when they took the 10-minute intermission like they do at all the balls that they have overseas, you know, they let the girls go out and smoke and do whatever they're going to do and things of that nature. They have the intermission. They was going to come back and do Grand March. I told them, bitch, only person I want to see, and I'm going to keep it real, bitch, only person I want to see is Shannon, bitch, okay? Okay? Call Shannon out, bitch. And pay everybody else. That's what I said, bitch. Call Shannon out. Let her come wake this motherfucking building up like we know she's gonna do, bitch. And that's all I want to see this day. Okay, bitch. I'm gonna keep it real with you, bitch. Out of everybody, like, I love all of the people that's in the House of Balenciaga. I love the people that came out for Grand March. But if you ask me, bitch, I'd rather see the femme queen, I think she's from Amsterdam or Harlem, that's in their house, that she was a butch queen up in drag, and now she's transitioned over to being a femme queen, and she vogues. Bitch, I would have loved to see her in the Grand March. I would have loved to see Shannon. I would have loved to see Lawrence. And I would have loved to see motherfucking Asia in the Grand March and the rest of the overseas girls, and that's it. Bitch, all the rest of that, we could have waited for the Balenciaga house ball here in the state and seen all the girls, honey. I'm just saying. Just my opinion. Who's Shannon? Shannon Dior. Shannon is the overall mother of the House of Balenciaga. She took over the throne after Raquel. She just won $5,000 perfect 10 at the Garçons Ball, honey. Yeah. Yeah, I think the weather change got me. It was chilly in Paris, but it's cold here, honey. And I had on spandex and a t-shirt when I left Paris, and I came here, and when I came up out here, and it was so motherfucking cold, baby, I was wishing that I would have changed my fucking clothes. It's fucking cold, and I'm fucking gagging, honey, okay? Yeah, so, but that's it about the Balenciaga ball. That was only my gripe with the Balenciaga house ball over there. But congratulations to them. They did their thing. They had definitely a lot of fab girls over there. They had Jack. They had Uncle Michael Ebony. They had Bernie. They had Bernie Ebony. They had Yusef. They had Zola. They had Exotic. They had Tamaya. They had Paul. Oh my God, they had so many different girls. It was just like, it was really good to see a lot of the girls from the States that was over there, you know. So for you girls, again, in Paris, if y'all having something, have something in September of next year, if y'all having something in Paris, so y'all girls, so all the girls can go over there and experience it. Honey, if they have something the first or the second or the third weekend in next year, September in Paris, the tickets is only $300 round trip. So you girls can definitely go out there and definitely experience Paris, honey, okay? I'm telling you.
Why would you say the first, second, or third weekend? Those weekends are booked in America.
Oh, well. Hold on, why the fuck this shit, y'all keep pressing this fucking, I keep pressing this wrong fucking button, and this shit is really working my nerves right now. Like, this shit is really getting on my last nerves right now.
Hold on, Marcus, you said it's balls in the first, second, and third week of September?
Yes.
Oh. The girls don't care. We do it in America, girl. Do it in Paris, girl. Start infringing on the girls' dates, girl. Fuck it.
It was three
Royal AIDS Day balls on the same day, girl. And and the girls working for the agencies, and you had to pay to get in all the world's A Day Mall, girl. Girl, fuck.
Oh no.
Oh, they had to pay to get it. They had to pay to get into all the World 8 Day Mall.
It was 3 World 8 Day Mall, bitch, and all of them was pay entry, girl. Fuck her.
Oh,
it was
no.
10 balls that weekend.
Huh?
It was 10 balls that weekend. Now that's the shame.
Yeah, like
the
girl pay that shit.
Wait, but when did the girls? When did the? Oh well, I can't say that because bitch, you gotta. Well, they just started back being free this year. Honey. But when did the girls have to stop? When did the girls have to start the phone number? When did the girls start paying to get into the World's AIDS Day Ball?
Huh? So the girls in pills, girl, do what y'all want to do, girl. We ain't got no respect over here, girl. Why y'all gotta have respect?
Oh shit.
Well, bitch, from what somebody told me, bitch, Paris is definitely was definitely gonna become an official scene this weekend, bitch. The way they had canceled the ball and all types of shit. Oh, and then also, a lot of the girls, and there are some people were talking about this on the aftermath, and so the Balenciagas can look into this as well. A lot of the girls was reading. Okay, a lot of the girls was reading because they paid to get into the first venue online, and then they had to pay again to get into the second venue because their tickets was not validated at this venue. So a lot of the girls was upset about that as well.
Oh, I want to say this. I'm sorry because I always forget these kind of small things. Well, not these small things. These things when it comes to dealing with my house. Congratulations to the legendary Lil Deja Khan, Mother Khan, for winning, being the first legendary Sim Queen realness inside of Ferris. Congratulations for Deja.
Well, Deja, yes. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all girls, to everybody that's on live, and I'm going to stop touching my mouse. It's my mouse on my iMac. You know, you can slide it this way or you can go this way. So when I slide it this way to the left or to the right, it swipes the live away and goes back to my regular page. So it cuts the fucking live off when I swipe it to the left or to the right. So I'm going to stop swiping it because that's why the live keeps getting cut off. But I keep trying to scroll up and down so I can see the comments that people are saying on the live. But the shit keep cutting off and things of that nature. But yeah, the Balenciagas need to look into that because a lot of the girls are upset because they had to pay twice to get into the ball. But y'all shouldn't have been mad, bitch. It was only 16 euros to get in the ball anyway. So if y'all paid twice to get into the ball, that's what bitches pay to get into the balls in the state, bitch. So you actually paid what it cost to get into the state. I'm just saying.
In other news, shout out to the legendary Sydney star, Alicia Keys Escada, on her appearance tonight and her debut on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Doing
big things.
Yes, work, Miss Sydney, honey. Get those coins, honey. Thank you. Get those coins. So, is Rodney and them coming on tonight, y'all?
Yeah, they say they are.
At 11:30. Okay, so we got about 11 more minutes because we were supposed to be here earlier, but, you know, shit happens. So let me get into the aftermath. So last night, Mizrahi's had the aftermath last night, and all the categories was in white and touch of pink last night for the categories. The girls stormed the motherfucking building last night for the categories. Grand prize for Oway went to Mizrahi. Female figure face went to Balenciaga, to the Balenciaga young lady. I don't, honey, the other keys left. No, the others, no, they not, honey. Oh, no, they not. That's not them. So stop trying to throw shade. That's not the Balenciagas is not flagging my live. I did that on my own. Okay, so whoever texts me and says that Bill Alenciagas is in their house group saying flag the live, I know that y'all are lying because I did it myself, so stop trying to start drama. So I don't know the Balenciaga young lady name. She won Face last night at the Aftermath. It was her versus like five Mizrahis, and she went through all the Mizrahis for Face. So grand prize to her for Face, but I don't know her name. Grand prize Realness as a House went to the House of Mizrahi. We won over the House of Balenciaga. Grand prize, Team Realness, Tag Team Realness went to the House of Mizrahi, which was myself, Didi and Bella and Charmaine Mizrahi. Let me see. Sexy Performance, Sexy Realness with a Twist went to the House of Mizrahi. Female Figure, Sexy Performance, I think that was the Balenciaga girl. Oh, her name is Karma Balenciaga. I think that was the Balenciaga girl that won the Sexy Performance. But the Balenciaga boy that won the motherfucking Soft and Come Performance, bitch. That motherfucker bitch gave motherfucking chills down a bitch motherfucking spine with his motherfucking antics and his tricks and him just being soft and pussy like a motherfucking feather. So shout out to him, and I don't know if that was his first win. Or whatever, but he was really emotional when he won, and it was actually great to see, you know, him winning and being emotional like that and winning, and everybody up in the crowd went up and things of that nature. Let me see, you know, I walked, oh, grand prize to me for commentator versus commentator. I won a lot of categories last night. I was out there. Shout out to my girl, Miss Lauren, honey. We was over there, bitch. You know, let me tell y'all something. These kids had me out last night. And they had me walking mad categories last night, okay? I was supposed to walk Realness with a House with them. And that was the only category that I was supposed to walk last night, was Realness as a House. But because I did not walk Face the other night, bitch, the night before at the Aga Ball, they said whatever other categories they had at the Aftermath, if I didn't walk Face, that I had to walk. So, bitch, they had me out on the floor for Runaway last night. They had me out on the floor for commentator versus commentator. I was already supposed to walk Realness as a House with them. I already knew that. Then they had me out there for tag team performance. I mean, for tag team Realness, they had me out there for that. And then, I don't know. Now my live got cut off on its own, bitch. I don't know, bitch. I'm done. Bitch, my live got cut off on its own that time. I don't know, bitch. I'm done. We're done. We're gonna go. I'm done. I'm not doing this.
Everybody that's
huh?
They got you out of there? What were you saying so bad?
Yeah, bitch, that time I didn't cut it off. It did it on its own. I'm not starting another live. We're gonna tune into Rodney and those shows. Everybody that's on the phone lives, we're gonna tune into Rodney and those show. All of y'all that's on the phone line, call my phone right now so we can have our private conversation. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. Jason, are you coming on here tomorrow night?
We do not come back until January.
Okay, well, I'll probably be back too when I'm blocked over Facebook and stuff. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into this small little recap. I was trying to give y'all stuff, but this live keep cutting up and doing shows, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to keep doing this. Amaya, thank you for calling in. Jason, thank you for calling in. Juicy with the J's will be back on Monday, January, and I'll be back if something happens in between then and that. You know, I'll come back and I'll give y'all live and stuff and shit like that. But I love y'all for loving me. Jason, Amaya, give me a call.
All right.